Medicine has been going mobile. Android phones have an app that reads sonograms. An iPhone can monitor the breathing of an asthma patient. And a BlackBerry can work as an EKG machine. Many developers say that these new apps are just the tip of the iceberg in mobile medical technology. And one of Kansas City's biggest companies is now trying to get entrepreneurs in on the action. Casey Kern's Alex Smith has the story.
Okay, can you see this number?
Yeah, it's 12.
In his Overland Park office, Dr. Rohit Krishna gives me an eye test.
Five.
For this test, there's no wall chart or any of the big contraptions that usually crowd an eye doctor's office. Dr. Krishna is doing the whole test on his iPad.
So I'm going to confirm for the listening audience that Alex can see 20/20. So we're really happy about that today.
Okay, I didn't tell Dr. Krishna that I wear contacts. Anyway, he's using an app called the Eye Handbook. Krishna, along with a handful of other UMKC medical teachers and residents, created the Eye Handbook about 4 years ago. It's especially for use in countries that don't have a lot of medical services. The handbook has reference materials, it can connect doctors to other doctors, and makes it possible to do with a phone a lot of tests that used to take a room full of machines.
So being able to check somebody's vision, like out in the middle of the desert, if you have somebody who got an eye injury and just being able to check that, whereas normally you'd have to go into an eye doctor's office.
The free app has been downloaded about 1 million times by people around the globe.
Uruguay, Costa Rica, Jordan, Slovakia, South Africa.
Now in its 13th version, the Eye Handbook is the most popular ophthalmology app in the world.
And on a daily basis, we get three or four people who just thank us a lot for, you know, putting this out, continuing the development especially.
And there are hopes this kind of success with mobile medical apps will be endemic to Kansas City.
I want to thank everybody for being here. I appreciate all of your time on a Wednesday afternoon.
Last Wednesday, the really coffee shops and art studios of the Crossroads got a new neighbor. The launch of Sprint's new accelerator seemed like an art opening, with a wine and cheese cube reception in a big loft. At the event, Sprint's Kevin McGinnis announced that the company is looking for 10 groups who will receive $20,000 each and take part in a 90-day IT startup boot camp focusing on mobile medical technology. TechStars, which is a business accelerator based in Boulder, will train the 10 groups.
They're literally told that they'll be moving to Kansas City if they're from outside the area. They'll spend all day every day in the accelerator going through somewhat of an immersive session.
McGinnis says that Sprint itself isn't interested in getting involved in the risky, labor-intensive work of creating new apps, but the company does want to be involved with the people who are doing it.
By engaging in that entrepreneurial ecosystem and bringing those thoughts and those ideas back into the company through those engagements, that is something that I think we've seen some benefits, whether it's organizing hackathons or challenging people to come up with innovative ideas about our own business. Engaging in that external ecosystem is a way to actually bring that home.
Of course, the more ways there are to use phones, the better for Sprint. But that's not the only benefit for the two companies involved. TechStars gets a 6% stake in the participating businesses. Sprint is also offering the businesses a $100,000 loan, which can be converted into a share of the businesses. But Sprint and TechStars aren't the only ones who've been interested in mobile medical apps lately.
It's gone, rampant. I mean, it's gone viral.
That's Dr. Kimberly Gandy. Based in Kansas City, she developed an app called Plan It Med. It's designed to help patients follow complicated doctor's orders. There are currently over 97,000 medical apps, and the FDA estimates that by 2015, 500 million smartphone users will have at least one of them. Lots of developers are working on the next blockbuster, but Dr. Gandy believes making really useful medical apps takes more than tech smarts.
There is a huge chasm in between the understanding IT and the understanding of the medical universe.
Gandy says that part of the reason mobile medical app development has become so popular is that the medical community is willing to pay a lot for high-quality professional technology.
That's where the money is.
The FDA actually just released guidelines for regulating these pro-medical smartphone apps. Dr. Gandy likes Sprint's mentoring program and says it could help a lot of entrepreneurs deal with business challenges, but she hopes developers won't lose sight of creating apps for ordinary people to use outside of hospitals and doctor's offices.
That's where the emphasis really needs to happen, because without serving the patient population, we're sort of missing the point.
Back in his Overland Park office, Dr. Rohit Krishna says that whatever happens with mobile medical apps, they're going to make big changes for the world of medicine.
They're not even at the end of the first inning in mobile apps in the medical space. It's just absolutely booming. And it's going to change a lot about how we do stuff in medicine, absolutely.
Sprint's taking applications for its accelerator until the start of December. The program starts in March. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.